Merging with Shiva, lesson 197, the state of perfect timing. After the subconscious mind has been very, very carefully reprogrammed into the contemplative lifestyle, there is little difference to us between the subconscious and the superconscious states. Therefore, basically, we have moved our awareness into an entirely new mind structure. Or at least it seems new to us. This is called the sub-superconscious mind, or the area of the superconscious that has a subconscious which is connected with the physical body functions and everyday life affairs. The sub-superconscious state is the total man functioning at a higher vibratory rate than he did when in the instinctive intellectual area. What is the sub-superconscious mind? It is the superconscious of the devotee, well programmed in the contemplative life. This devotee can work with himself and move awareness freely through any area of the mind that he wants to, consciously, without being hindered by habit patterns and reactionary conditions of the past, which were programmed in the subconscious for him by parents, school teachers, friends, and the public in general as he came along through life from birth. When your timing is perfect and everything works correctly around you, things happen as you expect them to happen, or even better, you are in the sub-superconscious area of the mind. Certainly you are not in the subconscious area, or in the external conscious mind. You are sub-superconscious. You are aware within the inner realms and the external realms at the same time. When you feel stationary, stable, as if the whole world stopped and there is only you in the center, and yet you are able to converse with your friends, this is a sub-superconscious state. Sub-superconsciousness is really awareness traveling, propelled by energy and willpower. The devotee who has developed the sub-superconscious area of the mind can sit quietly as a being of pure cosmic energy and observe the many thoughts of the mind without being affected by them. The intuitive knowing that we are pure awareness, the soul, and not the thoughts that we think, gives the security to move from concentration into deeper meditation. The sub-superconscious state gives that inherent feeling of inner stability, the feeling of being stationary or centered within the realms of the thinking mind. Let us look at a mystic walking down the street who is conscious of his energy, only doing one thing, walking, moving the physical body. He is aware of pure energy, moving that physical body and walking. And yet, many different things are passing by him, or he is passing by them. He sees store windows, automobiles, people, things, many, many things are happening around him as he is walking down the street, conscious of being pure energy. Man in the sub-superconscious area of the mind in meditation is sitting as a being of pure energy. Even if many thoughts go past his vision, he knows he is flowing through the world of thought as a sub-superconscious state of awareness. Awareness is in a stationary state within the realm of the thinking mind. When we are out of the thinking mind, we are in the conceptual sub-superconscious areas. Om Namah Shivaya.